PRI, Public Radio International.
It's a gala night at Heinz Hall. Violinist Anne-Sophie Mutter plays the Mendelssohn Concerto, with Manfred Honeck conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Jim Cunningham here for Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, breaking away with Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony, followed by the Carmen Fantasy from Pablo de Sarasate, and the music that inspired the fantasy, the Carmen Suite by Georges Bizet. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3. Felix Mendelssohn is described as having an unusually animated, winning personality. He was a social butterfly and a workaholic. His letters tell us he was fond of outdoor life, walking, riding, and swimming. He loved to dance. He sketched from nature or painted in watercolors. Mendelssohn was a remarkable pianist and a terrific organist. He did much to further the knowledge of Johann Sebastian Bach's organ music. Mendelssohn's constant working undoubtedly hastened his demise. The amount that he compressed into his short life was incredible. The Italian Symphony began on the tour he took of Europe from 1829 to 1831. Its inspiration is the color and atmosphere of Italy. Mendelssohn wrote, "This is Italy, and now has begun what I've always thought to be the supreme joy in life. I am loving it. Today was so rich that now in the evening I must collect myself a little. So I'm writing to you to thank you, dear parents, for having given me all this happiness." In February, he wrote from Rome to his sister Fanny, "The Italian Symphony is making great progress. It will be the jolliest piece I've ever done." Here's the Italian Symphony No. 4 by Felix Mendelssohn with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Manfred Honeck. The opening of the Italian Symphony No. 4 by Felix Mendelssohn with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by music director Manfred Honeck. Manfred Honeck was born in Nenzing, Austria. He is from a family of 9 children. One of his brothers is the Vienna Philharmonic Concertmaster, Rainer Honeck. As a young person, Manfred Honeck studied violin. He went to the Academy of Music in Vienna and later played the viola. He was a musician in the Vienna Philharmonic and the Vienna State Opera Orchestra. His early work as a conductor included a period as assistant to Claudio Abbado, the Gustav Mahler Youth Orchestra. The Italian Symphony was heard memorably in the soundtrack for the 1979 movie Breaking Away, directed by British director Peter Yates. The central character of the film is Dave Stoller, portrayed by Dennis Christopher. He loves all things Italian. His cat is named Fellini, and he wants to be a champion Italian bicycle racer. It's Mendelssohn's Italian Symphony that drives the action. Violinist Anne-Sophie Mutter drives the action next on Pittsburgh Symphony Radio in this gala concert at Heinz Hall. Anne-Sophie has toured with the Pittsburgh Symphony in Europe in both 2011 and again in 2013. In 2011, she appeared in Wiesbaden, Hamburg, Vilnius, Grafenegg, Lucerne, London, Bonn, and Berlin, playing Mendelssohn's violin concerto. She also played music by Wolfgang Riem, his Gesungene Zeit, and Lichtes Spiel, both pieces written for her. Anne-Sophie Mutter was born in Rheinfelden, Germany. She began playing the piano at the age of 5 and shortly afterwards took up the violin. She made her debut with the Berlin Philharmonic and Herbert von Karajan at age 13 at the Lucerne Festival in 1976. She is now said to be the undisputed queen of the violin. Deutsche Grammophon released a set of her complete recordings that celebrated 35 years.
Remember, it's not my birthday, unfortunately. It's my 35th anniversary of my debut in Lucerne in 1976 when I did my first big recital, and then after that was invited by Herbert von Karajan to audition for him. And I'm, of course, tremendously excited about the box, first of all because it holds all my recordings, and every recording, of course, has history and a very special place in my heart, because every recording is done in the light of, oh my God, it's supposed to last for eternity, which is quite a burden, you know, but also an inspiration to prepare for it. And it also includes 2 CDs with radio broadcasts which have never been released so far. Pieces I did with Lampard Orcus, Schumann Sonata, for example, then a triptychon of Lutoslavsky for his anniversary, I think for his 90th anniversary. And it also has a recording of me playing at the age of 11, which I absolutely wanted to include just to give the listener, you know, an idea where I come from, and hopefully there's some development to be heard. I just like the box, and of course it's a great honor that a record company these days, you know, is going through such trouble to release it.
And I had missed the double concerto from André Previn for
bass. That's in there, bravo. Yeah, it's gorgeous. It's an absolutely gorgeous piece. It was premiered in Boston, and the recording is also the premiere broadcast, live broadcast. And it has this wonderful second movement where the bass and the violin have a huge cadenza. And this cadenza, actually, you can also play totally, you know, out of context, and it works well. And as everything André writes, is a masterpiece. The orchestration is fabulous because he gets out of the way whenever needed, and he's the master of great tunes. It's just wonderful.
Here is Anne-Sophie Mutter to play the violin concerto in E minor, opus 64 by Felix Mendelssohn. Manfred Honeck conducts the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sophie Mutter play the violin with Manfred Honeck conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. You heard the violin concerto in E minor, Opus 64 by Felix Mendelssohn. The violin concerto is Mendelssohn's last large orchestral work. It's one of the most popular and frequently performed violin concertos of all time. Felix Mendelssohn died on the 4th of November, 1847, at age 36. He is still in the news over 166 years after his death. The National Socialists tried to stop performances of his music because of his Jewish family ties. The Nazis tore down statues of Mendelssohn in Dusseldorf and in Leipzig. In September 2012, the statue in Dusseldorf was replaced at the entrance to the Garden Courtyard on the left of the city's Opera House. The mayor of Dusseldorf raised over 160,000 euros to make the replacement. The original plaster model of the statue had been preserved in the city museum. In 2008, conductor Kurt Mazur had worked to restore the monument to Mendelssohn in Leipzig. Surely there will one day be a statue in honor of Anne-Sophie Mutter. She has won nearly every prize available to musicians. I spoke to her backstage at the Lucerne Festival, where she made her debut at age 13.
Yeah, I had a most wonderful time. The Lutoslavsky was, although we had very limited rehearsal time, was a great performance, high-spirited, and I was very happy to share that particularly special moment at the opening of the Berlin Festival with the orchestra by playing Lutoslavsky, because it's his 100th birthday and he was the first contemporary composer whose piece I ever premiered in the mid-80s, so that was really very special for me. The Dvorak, which I have recently recorded with Maestro Honeck and the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, has just been released. Obviously this concerto means, in the stage I am in quite now, a lot to me, because I have been restudying it, I have been replaying it over an extended period, and I have played it with quite a number of outstanding orchestras. And once again, really the collaboration with Pittsburgh in these sadly only three Dvorak concerti was something I will personally treasure, particularly tonight, where I could feel that we all were making music from the same instrument. And this is also due not only to every single player's dedicated and passionate involvement, but this is also due to Manfred Honeck, who has been able to unify all of us in a highly sensitized and in a almost chamber music-like quality of music making, which has its huge eruptive moments as well. But I think he is able to bring the very, very best out of everybody, including soloists and my colleagues in the orchestra. And I'm very grateful for yet another wonderful memory I'm having with the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, the Dvorak Lutoslavsky tour. So hope to see you soon with some other repertoire.
You told the group here just a moment ago that it's like chamber music working with the Pittsburgh.
Yeah, because music making, really, the high art of music making has to do with chamber music. If you look into the repertoire, it is true that the greatest works, at least for string players, are written at late stages of composers in chamber music. And chamber music playing on a high level means that it's almost like playing jazz, that you are really extremely closely connected to each other, that you are able, both sides, to react spontaneously, because one level is the level of what you have rehearsed. The other level is what happens in a concert. When you decide to explore different musical roads and when your colleagues in the orchestra are willing and able to follow you. And that is what happened.
Anne-Sophie Mutter talking after she played at the Lucerne Festival in September of 2013 with the Pittsburgh Symphony and Manfred Honeck. We'll hear her play Sarasate and Brahms in just a few minutes. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. Jim Cunningham, your tour guide for this trip to Germany, France, and Spain. Take a moment, drop me a line. I hope to hear from you. I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh, a Pittsburgh Symphony program reading light. It will fit in your wallet, it's in the shape of a credit card, and it's just right for reading concert programs in low light. It even magnifies small print. Get one free while they last with the radio guide, including photographs of the musicians for this season, program highlights, a Pittsburgh Symphony history, a biography of music director Manfred Honeck, and a color photograph of the orchestra in the grand lobby of Heinz Hall. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. You can send email to pso@wqed.org, or you can communicate through the website at psoradio.org, where you'll find a complete list of concerts in the series. Don't forget to let me know what station you're listening to. If you miss the address, stay tuned. I'll give it again at the end of this Pittsburgh Symphony Gala concert. Manfred Honeck is music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. James Wilkinson, president and CEO. Resident conductor, Lawrence Lowe. Assistant conductor, Fauzi Haymore. You're listening to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio from Public Radio International.